Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go to Italy, because cyclists in Italy could be forced to pay insurance as well as put indicators and number plates on their bikes. The controversial plans by Transport Minister Matteo Salvini are aimed at boosting road safety, he says. But is there a big red light in his way? It appears the country is gearing up for a row over the proposals. Joining us now is Italy correspondent with The Times, Tom Kingston. Tom, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. He's really driven into this one, hasn't he?
This is a bizarre story, and I couldn't quite believe it when I wrote it. As you said, Matteo Salvini's imagining that bicyclists are going to have registration number plates and direction indicators, you know, sort of bleep, you know, sort of flicking lights on the back of their bikes to tell you if they're turning right or left, and forced insurance. And as you said, yes, it created a huge row with the bicycle manufacturing industry mm-hmm. getting involved, saying that this was something that seemed to be more about stopping the spread of bicycles than increasing safety. And so
would you believe it, Tom, a similar suggestion was made on this program a few weeks ago. Maybe Matteo Salvini was listening, who knows, but the reaction then in Italy.
Well, I there's a twist to this tale as well, because just before I came on air, I was flicking around to see if there's any late sort of new reporting on this. Matteo Salvini's given an interview today to an Italian newspaper, correcting himself and saying that he only meant scooters, the little electric scooters. So either he's climbed down in the face of this the rage of the cyclists,
yeah,
or he was misreading his notes in Parliament when he made the announcement.
Well, the air has gone out of the tires completely on this one, then.
So this has turned into a bit of a storm in a teacup with a minister, yeah, either backing down or admitting that he didn't know what he was talking about in the first place. Either way, I think registration number plates may not be seen in Italy just yet.
Yeah, and come here to me, the backlash. If he were ever to try this again, he'll think again, won't he?
I think he will, or have to really watch out the next time he crosses a bike lane.
On your bike, Tom Kingston of The Times in Rome. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.